Welcome to Around the House for your legislative update with the Indiana House Republican Caucus. The 2018 legislative session has come to a close. Speaker Brian Bosma of Indianapolis says House Republicans successfully advanced their top priorities, including boosting K-12 school funding, strengthening Indiana's workforce, attacking the opioid epidemic, and increasing government efficiency.
I'm pleased to say that the key items that our caucus stated at the start of the session, actually on Organization Day, were all successfully adopted, that we fully funded K-12 as we had pledged so that every student is fully funded. Generally, very good bills bringing incentives to employees, giving incentives to employers to improve the workforce, get people in jobs in which they can succeed and get them well educated. All our bills on the opioid epidemic were adopted. We now have flexibility in licensing. We expanded the correctional opioid and addiction treatment program significantly. We adopted all but one of our government reduction bills successfully.
In addition to boosting funding for K-12 schools to account for a higher-than-expected increase in enrollment at traditional public schools, House Republicans worked on new policies to better connect Hoosier workers with high-demand, high-wage jobs.
I'm really pleased with House Bills 1002 and Senate Bill 50, and I think it is a big step in moving from planning toward implementation. The incentives that are put into 1002 especially are going to impact real Hoosiers. We add funding to the next level education grants so that young people or older people who want to get a new certificate can do so and receive $2,500 towards that opportunity.
House Republicans also supported policies expanding substance abuse and treatment options and streamlining licensure and credentialing for mental health professionals. To further reduce government bureaucracy, House Republicans passed measures streamlining local and state government operations and reporting requirements. These bills are now headed to the governor for consideration as new laws. This has been Around the House with your legislative update from the Indiana House Republican Caucus.